You are now listening to Red Fades to Black with Gina and Jared.
Welcome to another episode of Red Fades to Black Worldwide Radio. And as you can hear, that last song is still trailing off a bit in the background.
Yeah, it's like 40 seconds of that.
40 seconds of that little guitar riff in the background. Yeah. And that first band was The Secret out of Venice, Italy. And you can check them out at purevolume.com/The Secret IT. IT for Italy, of course. The name of the song was Memento Mori.
I'm going to sound like such a nerd right now, but that was an X-Files episode.
Really?
Yeah.
You think that's what they named it after?
You know what? I don't know.
I know they had the X-Files in Italy. They had the hots for Mulder and Scully over there. And to tell you.
I'm so cold right now.
Gina's always cold.
I'm freezing.
And it's wintertime here in North America.
In North America?
And the northeast of the good old United States. And
yeah.
Where it's cold and hot.
And I'm freezing.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow.
I'm wearing a coat.
So you'll be freezing and wet.
And I'm inside. And Jared's just...
So anyways, hopefully you enjoyed last week's episode where a special guest, Johnny Kong, a.k.a. Smiles, stopped by the show. And there was craziness. And he was extremely loud.
You make it sound like as if we're...
Okay, he came by before we had a party.
And he stopped by. Like, no, he was just hanging out because he had nowhere better to be.
Our studio was everywhere. But he came by to play some Madden and, you know, all that good stuff on the old classic PlayStation 2.
Wait, let me see something.
Let's look at the Book of Songs.
No, what else did you have?
You sat on it. Gene is sitting on my papers.
I'm not sitting on
it. I'm very organized.
I'm sitting on it, thank you very much.
All my little papers. Okay. I'm dropping crap.
Yeah, you think you're organized, but you're not.
I'm trying. Why are you doing that?
Why not?
So we have a bunch of music for you today. I'm going to say from you.
Face.
What's that?
Tough with that face.
It's my concentration mination face.
No, it's not. It's your I'm going to be a radio DJ face.
Louder?
No. Louder?
Why are you smiling so much?
Because it's funny.
Why do you have your coat on?
Because you're inside. I'm freezing. I'm so cold. If I take it off, I'm just going to talk about how cold I am.
Well, that's no fun. That's not metal.
Exactly.
It's not exciting. We had a new fan comment and compliment us on giving a big fuck you to corporate radio. So I thought that was friendly and nice.
Friendly and nice.
Friendly and nice. I believe his name was Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
So keep leaving. I can't talk tonight.
Keep leaving. See, Dave?
I ate dinner before doing the show, and now I'm all, like, sleepy and like, oh. Thank you for listening and supporting and all that good stuff. And for all you listeners, or the few listeners, that are apparently trying to take our widgets off of ReverbNation.com and can't. We're working on fixing that right now, so we'll get on that in the next week or so.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to spread our little widgets all over the place.
Widget sharing.
Widget sharing. Widget whoring. But anyway, I think we should play another song.
Sure.
Because this time just seems to fly by
mm-hmm.
and all that good stuff. So how about we play this next band out of Charlotte, North Carolina? We picked it out a few weeks ago, but...
Sounds like a plan.
Sometimes we, you know, pick out a bunch of ones.
What is it?
And Since Forgotten.
I think I've found this one.
And the name of the song is This Is Not the Masquerade Ball. You can check them out on myspace.com/AndSinceForgotten.
Can't watch, no.
If you've been listening to Red Face Black off and on for the past, I'd say the past year in the worldwide online format and whatever, you know we talk about a lot of random crap. Some of it's stupid. Well, most of it's stupid.
Actually, all of it's stupid.
Some of it's slightly entertaining, and you're probably laughing at us. But if you have listened in the past, you know we talk a lot about John Madden. And,
Jared talks a lot about
John Madden. I talk a lot about John Madden, because me and Johnny Kong, a.k.a. Smiles, and a few of my friends play, Madden 2002, because I'm too cheap to upgrade. Like, it's our job. And we always, you know, note how funny it is that John Madden pretty much says kind of the dumbest shit ever in the video game, if you've ever played it, or if you've ever watched football. And if you're from other countries, you may have still heard of John Madden. If not, look him up. There's this comedian that Gina and I stumbled across, although he is quite famous. He's been on Mad TV and has his own TV show, Frank TV, on TBS. And his name's Frank Caliendo. And he was on Comedy Central the other night, and he's an impersonator, and he does voices for,
like... Well, he does stand-up, too, but he's really good at doing...
He does voices of, like, 50, 60 different people. He's got a clip of him doing Charles Barkley in front of his face. But I mentioned John Madden because he's most famous for his John Madden and George Bush impersonations. And the John Madden impression is just, like, nailed right there. And on his own TV show, he does skits where he dresses up like John Madden. He's got the voice, the hand motions... of all these people he impersonates, down like to the exact thing. But John Madden, he does the best. So you should definitely look him up. I think his website's frankcaliendo.com. And
if you go on YouTube and you like search for his stand-up,
this guy's hilarious.
Like he does, it's awesome.
And, you know, we like to mix up comedy and metal here because, you know, you gotta have a good time too.
I just realized I nodded and nobody could see
you
me.
You nodded. Well, see, that's me with my hand motions. But anyway, he does the funniest things, because what he'll do is, when he's doing his, you know, stand-up, he'll observe what John Madden does. You know, he talks about something stupid, like football. What?
The computer's right here. There's no need to yell.
So he'll be like, I'm talking like John Madden. Anyway, how about when Frank Caliendo's like, you ever notice Madden, in mid-sentence, it starts, like, eating his words? Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, this guy, this comedian, is pure gold here with
no, I like the one where
John Madden.
He says something about how John Madden's, he connects things that only he thinks are linked together, but doesn't make any sense to anyone else. And he connects, like, everything with, in like 5 minutes of John Madden just having one conversation or something.
He always has to, he's got, like, the comedian Frank makes a point to say, like, John Madden in the video game and in real, you know, in his real broadcast, must have a bet with somebody to see where he can sneak Brett Favre's name into it, because he's obsessed with Brett Favre. You take off his legs, you can take off his arm, and he'd still be the best torso in football. And the things John Madden, obviously, he didn't really say that. But the things he comes out with, like, if you have great players on a football field, and they're playing great football, you can say that it's a good game of football, that's great. So you gotta watch this comedian.
There was one that was
ridiculous.
During an Eagles game that I was watching, and he was commentating, and I forget what it was, but it was something like, something ridiculous, but it's like, usually, when, you know, your team runs down the field and gets a touchdown, that means you're going to get some points today, or something ridiculous. Like,
that's similar to what the Frank Caliendo joke was, where, like, my mother doesn't know crap about football. You know, watches John Madden, and John Madden goes, you see, when you catch the pass, as you're supposed to do as a receiver, and you run it down the field into an end zone, and you get the ball into the end zone, it's pretty much well said that you've scored a touchdown for your team, and your team's going to get some points on the board.
You just told that ridiculously. You started out with his mom, and you just...
So I talk like John Madden, essentially. Jumping all over the place. So, yeah, we have an odd, amusing obsession with John Madden here in Red Face Black.
Also, there's an other guy that...
But look him up. He's hilarious.
Yeah, I have a thing for stand-up, so I'll watch anybody
I do too.
Stand-up.
Stand-up's great. Stand-up and metal.
See, I'll watch them several
stand-up
times.
Stand-up and music. What else do you need?
Whereas Jared's like, wah, I saw it already.
Wah. Well, if you see it a couple of times, I don't know. I mean,
like, I saw the Jeff Dunham one, the Dane Cook one, Mike Birbiglia one, Frank Caliendo one, Ari Spears was funny.
Ari Spears does a good Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal is good, too.
How about with the Shaquille O'Neal impression by... By Ari
I'm
Spears.
I'm the one that told you about that, and I told at me telling you. That's how funny it was.
Shaq should have the words with the bouncing ball under the screen when he's talking. It takes the guy 3 weeks to complete a sentence. Stand-up comedy's excellent. So is music. So we're going to squeeze another song in there, as we've taken up most of the show already with two songs and lots of our random bullshitting and talking. It's not ranting. We're not angry about comedy.
Well, ranting is when you just go off on a tangent, good or bad, right?
No, that'd be just...
Going on.
Like me, I talk too much.
Babbling. Rambling.
There you go.
Rambles.
So we're going to shut up, and we're going to play another song, and you probably sped ahead of most of our talking to get to the next song.
Probably.
I say we play this band out of Poland.
Yay.
The name of them is Faust Again. F-A-U-S-T. Again. Check them out at purevolume.com/Faust Again. The name of the track is The Truth is Absolution, and the band is out of Poland.
Down.
I'm not sure what part of Poland that band was from.
I thought it was Poznan or Brosnan.
It might have been. It said like Porzan Other on their Pure Volume. And that was Faust again. The Truth is Absolution is the name of the song.
I thought it was Faust.
Faust. Foosball.
What with the face?
The face? They can't see the face.
The face. I can see it. What's going on?
Well, it's almost time to wrap the show up again. Actually went by really quick. Some of the shows go by, you know, real fast.
Quickly.
Quickly. Well, quickly you.
No.
So, before we wrap it up, we meant to talk about this last week, but we completely forgot. But Gene and I and our friend Smiles pulled a Harold and Kumar.
Minus the pot.
And minus the Harold and Kumar.
Yeah.
And the crazy parties and cops and...
And, you know, the movie.
And Doogie Howser. So we pulled a Harold and Kumar, and if you don't know who Harold and Kumar is, it's from a movie that was Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, where these two guys get stoned. We didn't. We just went because we love White Castle. And they get stoned, and they see a commercial for White Castle, and they go on a road trip to where my hometown is, and there is no White Castle for some reason. And they eventually find a White Castle, and that's essentially the whole movie. But anyway, we decided we wanted to go to a White Castle, and one's near Smiles' house up in northern New Jersey. So we drove like 2 hours each way to get ourselves some delicious White Castle. And if you're thinking we're crazy for going 2 hours each way to get cheeseburgers and chicken rings...
It was fantastic.
It was fantastic. And we even picked up a few Crave cases, which is like 30 burgers for like 20 bucks. But they're tiny. They're like little like micro burgers. Our friend Smiles can eat one in like one bite.
Yeah.
Without breathing. He just inhales them.
Well, he inhales everything.
We actually have some in the freezer still. But you should go to White Castle and... It sucks because
yeah,
I think
in North Jersey, you're right.
If you live in other countries, I don't think there's any White Castles in other countries.
Mm.
And I think White Castles are mostly like in the South and in North Jersey and New York.
No, they're actually all over except
there's
for a couple
none
states.
In Philadelphia or the state of Pennsylvania.
Nope.
But you can buy them in like Wawa's. Well, they don't know what Wawa's
and you
is.
Can have them.
Wawa's
have
a regional
like
thing.
Acme and stuff. And...
You can buy them at supermarkets. Just go to.
You're not teaching a class here. Just
I could be a great teacher because I got a pen in my hand and I'm doing that thing. If I didn't get slightly like nervous in front of people, I'd probably be like a
slightly
teacher.
Nervous.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little awkward in front of people.
You do presentations like it's your job.
I used
and
to.
You're
yeah.
Like, yeah, I get A's on everything.
I get nervous. Well, maybe I feel nervous, but I don't realize I'm doing it okay. I don't know. Anyway, go to whatyoucrave.com because White Castle is a delicious. Delicious food.
This is true.
And if you don't like burgers, they have chicken rings, which are onion rings except with no onions and chicken instead.
Mm-hmm.
But they steam the burgers over onions. It's delicious. We got out of our car in the parking lot and you could smell the deliciousness.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And on that note, we're going to wrap it up with our tale of White Castle and wrap up another episode of Road Phase the Black Radio. This last band is out of Pennsylvania.
Yay.
Out of Lancaster.
Yay.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Because Lancaster is also the headquarters of the Amish.
Cool.
But I don't think the Amish are rocking
all
out.
All of it.
Well, there's a large portion of Lancaster County. So anyway, this last band is Century. And I believe the name of the song is Obsolence.
Wait,
am I pronouncing that right, Miss Gina? Obsolence,
it's
right there on the screen.
No, but... Oh, Century. Okay.
The name of the band is Century.
I thought you said Sensory.
And there's Gina's phone.
Yeah, well.
So we're going to wrap it up. Thank you again for tuning in and supporting. And we'll have those widgets up on ReverbNation.com for you guys to spread all over the internet for those of you who are attempting to do that. And you can check this last band out at PureVolume.com/Century. And thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.